I've been speaking to community representatives who are disgusted and dismayed with what has occurred in an otherwise peaceful community where folk just get on with their daily life. Additionally, I've spoken to a lady resident at the home where the hoax device, as we now know, was found. You know, it's typical of the lady who has served that community for a tremendous length of time and indeed continues to serve the community, that her main concern was the upheaval that her friends and neighbours have endured, not to mention, you know, what she has had to go through herself.
And of course, for that lady herself to find a device at her home, obviously it's going to be a huge worry. Obviously it's going to be a major concern and can't but have an impact.
It's bound to have an impact, but knowing the quality of that particular lady, she will continue to work in the community and help her friends and neighbours, as she has done for many, many years. And I totally support the lady as she moves forward.
And you're urging anyone that has noticed anything suspicious in the area, anyone that may have information that might help in this investigation, to come forward?
I absolutely would. And at the same time, would say it's so hard to fathom any logic, if there is any logic at all, in the actions of those who have carried this out. They're doing nothing for the community. They're doing nothing at all for any cause that they may aspire to. We've reached a stage where our community want to get on with dealing with the real issues that we all face day and daily, without this sort of diversion from the real issues that face us all.